Hi.
Hello.
And welcome to another episode of Travel Unpacked by Colette, your go-to podcast for all things travel. I'm one of your hosts, Kelsey, and today we're diving into a conversation that's all about family, adventure, and making unforgettable memories together. We sat down with one of our amazing colleagues, Alex, and her amazing, adorable grandmother, Helena, to hear all about their multi-generational trip to Costa Rica. From wildlife encounters to hiking through the rainforest, this conversation will show you why guided travel with family can be such a special experience. Now, Nicole, I know you and your family do a lot of travel together. What's your take on this multi-generational travel?
Yes, I've been traveling with my family since I think we did our first intergenerational family trip in 1995 to Ireland. So I've been doing this for a long time. I feel very lucky and unique. I've traveled with all of my grandparents, my parents and their generation, so aunts and uncles, all of my cousins. I feel like for us, for my cousins and I, when we were younger, it was such a great bonding experience. You know, we were younger. Sometimes we didn't always appreciate everything around us because of our age, but we had the best memories. We had so many laughs and it was just great bonding. And now, of course, we've grown into total travelers. And now I'm traveling with my kids and they're going with their cousins. So it's been four generations that I've been able to be part of going on the road and seeing places like Scotland, Ireland, Italy. In season one on the podcast, I talked to my dad about Prince Edward Island, live from Prince Edward Island, because we were on a family trip. So I think it's a great way to connect with family and stay bonded.
It really is. I love that. And we say that all the time. I love that. But I do. I really love that just because the idea of travel in itself is beautiful because it gives you these memories that live with you for a lifetime. But then travel with a loved one just gives you both these shared memories and moments to bond and moments to step outside of being mom and daughter or, you know, captain and follower. Like just it takes you out of that usual relationship. And then you get to see your family, your mom, your dad as who they are as a person.
Exactly. Yeah. You think, actually, when Alex had first come home from Costa Rica with her grandmother, it's one of the things that she said was that you sort of view people a certain way your whole life, but when you travel with them, you can appreciate other things about them. You can appreciate maybe the curiosity or even the preparedness. Like you can just appreciate this person in your life, especially when you're grown as an adult and see them a little bit differently. And I think that's true for travel anyway. You always feel like you're traveling with your eyes wide open. You're seeing everything for the first time, but when you're going with people you love, you might also just be viewing them through that lens.
Yeah, exactly that. And I want to say with multi-generational travel, it's a big deal for me and my family too. So I was raised in Colorado and I moved out to New England for college and I just decided to stay. And I am the kind of person who just, I want to keep going and seeing new things and not seeing things that I've already seen before, which means I don't love going back to Colorado. Sorry, mom. It's not you. It's the place. But I grew up there. You know what I mean? My mom and I have this thing where every year we meet in a place that both of us haven't seen before. So my bucket list is extensive. We talk about it all the time. Visiting all 50 states is on my bucket list. And that's what we do together. So she came on our trip to Montana. That was our trip this year for 2024. For 2025, we keep saying we want to go to Arkansas. You don't know why. It's just because we both haven't been there. Write into us if you want to tell me what I can do in Arkansas.
Sounds so fun. And big sky country, that must have been amazing.
And it was amazing. And being able to see something I haven't seen before and doing it with my mom is always so magical because, again, like as I'm her adult child, I get to see a different light in her rather than me asking my mom for advice. You know what I mean? Like it's a beautiful thing. I love it.
I know we always hear this from our travelers. One of the things they love most about going on a vacation or a trip is breaking out of their routines. As human beings, we tend to be, you know, pretty regimented. We live very routine lives and trips take us out of that. But I think when it comes to family, and especially when you look at multiple generations, you're really bound to certain routines, things that you expect from one another. If you're with somebody for a couple of hours, you're going to have a conversation, you're going to have dinner, you're going to go home. But when you're on the road, you're with each other for so long and you get to kind of, obviously your daily routines, your responsibilities, those are kind of on hold and the focus is the family, the focus is the place. And you get to be there together, breaking out of routines. And I think that's a huge part of it is to be able to sometimes take everything that kind of holds you back from just being able to be together for that kind of time and like committing to that kind of bonding. It just takes it all and puts it on hold and that's the sole focus.
Alex and Helena were amazing to chat with. So you can really tell from Alex's answers that her grandmother is such a piece of inspiration for her. And she went hiking with her grandmother in Costa Rica when she was in her 80s. Like, so Alex is going to remember that for the rest of her life. And when she's in her 80s, she's going to say, why not? Because as you'll hear in the podcast, that's her grandmother's motto. And I love that. So Alex is going to take that with her the rest of her life. So without further ado, let's get to it. Let's go ahead and meet Alex and Helena. Okay, so we are here with Alex and her grandma. We are so excited. They traveled to Costa Rica together, and we want to unpack that. So Alex, grandma, can I call you grandma?
Yeah, why not?
Welcome. We are so excited to have you. So let's just jump right in. What inspired you two to take this trip together?
Well, first, because the first time I did something like that with Alex. And I love her company. I love, you know, everything. That's the best time, like best time in my life, being with Alex.
Ditto. So I work at Colette. I'm a copywriter. So I know the tours we offer very well. And I like to think I've learned a thing or two about different destinations around the world too. So I gave my grandmother a short list and I had the feeling she'd pick Costa Rica. As someone who loves nature, as long as I've known her, she's had either pet birds or several bird feeders outside of her window. Loves flowers, loves a butterfly. So Costa Rica just seemed like the right spot.
Yeah, that was my next question. How did we choose Costa Rica? So what were the list of tours that you gave her?
So it was tropical Costa Rica, treasures of Egypt. I honestly don't remember what the third was.
Costa Rica has just eclipsed all of them. Yeah. So you made the final call to have it be Costa Rica?
Yeah. She wanted me to pick and I said, no, this is your trip. You pick.
Awesome. So the trip was planned. We know we're going to Costa Rica. Was there anything that you did to prepare to go on the trip?
We got matching walking boots.
Well, I have problems walking, as I have a problem years ago, and I lost my walking. So the doctor's saying you need walk because I have an operation in my back. If I don't walk, I go to wheelchair. So I walk, but before I went to Costa Rica with Alex, I think I need train walking. I don't want to disappoint Alex.
You could never. And also, really kudos to you. This is a woman who had to retrain herself, had to totally relearn how to walk at one point, not that long ago. And your tenacity is so inspiring. Doctors told her, you know, you're not going to walk again. And she just kind of took that as a challenge. And she walks 6,000-8,000 steps a day when the weather's good. Every day.
So you went from being unable to walk because of a surgery to hiking in Costa Rica.
Yeah. Well, I have 6 months therapy, 5 days a week. So that's a lot of training. So I try like walk fast, but somebody told me, no, you don't walk fast. Walk the way you walk because if I don't, I can fail.
Right. And then you built up to it. And then Alex, did you do anything with helping her prep for Costa Rica?
There was very little I had to do. She did not need me, like, to be totally candid, but I did get us waterproof matching walking boots.
Oh, so you had to break them in.
Absolutely. And it was actually very funny when I brought them to her. She said, oh, let's just take a little walk.
Because you surprised what I did.
Yeah. Well, you said little walk and I checked my pedometer and we ended up doing 9,000 steps that afternoon on your little walk.
Oh my goodness. 9,000 steps is like 3.5 miles.
Yeah.
But they were broken in and you were ready to go and you got to Costa Rica and it was fabulous. So before we start talking about the tour, how would you say each of your travel styles are? Like, what's your travel vibe? Are you like Ian, you want everything super planned and you want to know what's happening every minute? Are you very chill, relaxed?
No, I relax because I know I have good company. That's the best. So I relax all my time. You know, that's all the time I be.
We balance each other out well because I'm not like that.
You're more like me. Yeah.
So something that's very sweet, though, is she was afraid of disappointing me and I was very afraid of disappointing her. So her very chill attitude in her day-to-day life, I love that my grandma has this mantra that is, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, there we go.
Is it a mantra that you've always had or just that you've taken since going to Costa Rica?
No, that's my normal.
Just always. Why not?
Always. Why not?
I love that.
Do you want to go shopping?
Yeah, why not? Dinner?
Why not?
I like it.
Yeah. So she's a why not traveler. And I am someone who overpacks and is a little more worried about things. So guided travel was the right fit for us.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma, very relaxed. What will be. Okay. Well, someone will make sure it will be good already. I'm panicked about the details. That is literally someone else's entire job.
And it's a perfect compromise then.
Yeah.
So about the tour, what would you say is one of your favorite highlights?
Everything. I like everything. I love this first hotel we stay in because it's beautiful. And it's a lot of walk-in side because they have corridors with a lot of plant trees.
Mm, a lot of foliage.
Yeah, that's beautiful. All the hotels, it's real, real. You know, I like all of them. But the first one and second one, that's...
Were your favorites?
Yeah.
The hotels, the accommodations was what your favorite was.
So the first hotel was the DoubleTree in San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually both live in Rhode Island. So we flew to Costa Rica from Boston in January. And New England in January is a gamble because of snow. So the Colette team helped us get out a day early. We stayed at that DoubleTree for two pre-nights instead of just one, which was great. And it, I think, also was a good reflection on our style as travelers.
And being in San Jose, you had plenty of places to walk to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was beautiful weather, obviously, too, going to a tropical destination after escaping a snowstorm.
What about cultural experiences? What favorite cultural experience did you have on the trip?
I enjoy the coffee plantation. I enjoy the butterflies, you know, the big, huge room with a lot of trees and so many butterflies and butterflies coming. And you grab them and put in his hand, you know, in his hand. That's beautiful.
It's magical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not too far from there, they have the hummingbirds. Hummingbirds. So beautiful. You know, flying.
Because you're a bird watcher, as Alex said.
It's beautiful.
Back to the coffee plantation. Was it the actual planting of the plants and the coffee that was intriguing to you? Or was it seeing how the coffee was produced and being able to drink it?
Well, I like see the way the coffee is growing.
Yeah.
Right? And all the work they have to get the coffee coming to the customers. That's very interesting to see it.
Yeah. So something I really enjoyed that we did, we went to a learning farm and really fascinating to see the property. But the moment that sticks with me most during that experience is you helped to prepare lunch during that visit. We were cutting eggplant. I did not do a good job, but my grandma was star pupil of cutting eggplant. There were several of us slicing eggplant, and the woman who worked at the finca came by.
Now, was that special to you to show Alex that you were the best eggplant cutter there was?
You know, that's always we learn. We learn no matter how old we are, always we learn something.
And what did you learn there at the finca that day?
Well, I learned every man's, woman's, everyone have a job.
Yeah.
Until the food came to the table.
And then the job was just to eat. What was the food like there? I bet it was delicious.
Some people, they make bread.
Yep.
You know, that's,
yeah.
Each one do different job. So that's why after they bring us the vegetables to the kitchen to be cooked, to be served to us.
Yeah.
It was very fresh. It was delicious. Fruit was also huge for us on that trip.
You know, they say in Costa Rica, they have nice fruits. They have different fruits. So I say, hey, I love fruit. So, you know, I can buy it. In the restaurant, they have the fruit already to eat.
And the juice. You were the juice gal, right? You were just drinking juice everywhere you went?
You also liked the juice.
Yeah, I like the juice.
Every morning, I wanted to get her situated at the breakfast table. So we do a little perusal of what was in the buffet, and it would end with, okay, but which juice today?
I mean, for me, it's always about the food. It's the number one thing I want to talk about. It's the number one thing I want to do when I travel is just try their food.
Well, I love like the rice with the beans. They always have the rice and beans. And the funny is I never be crazy about black beans, but I start cook them because of the black bean have a thin skin.
So you've been eating black beans since you came home?
I see the way they, you know, they make it.
Yeah. You brought home black beans.
Yeah.
Love for black beans. What about you, Alex?
I was just going to say it was an interesting cultural thing to hear that. My grandmother spent most of her life in Portugal, moved to the U.S., raised her kids. So my dad and aunts, and then went back to Portugal for a bit is back in the U.S. now, but my first thought is beans aren't inherently a Portuguese thing. We're more of a fish potato people. So cool to see at 82, you're saying, hey, beans, I'm in, you know?
Yep.
What was something that like put you over the edge for the food that you just couldn't get enough of?
I made the rice and beans dish, gallo pinto, for our whole team.
Mm-hmm. It was delicious.
Thanks. My family has that once a week now. So there's a sauce called salsa lizano. That's the main seasoning for gallo pinto. I just ordered 2 more bottles of it because I have run out since my trip. It honestly is the perfect weeknight dinner. You have to make it with day-old rice. So the only real labor-intensive cooking you do day of is sautéing and dicing and mixing.
That sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
I'm going to make that. Okay, let's talk about the cloud forest. So the Monte Verde cloud forest.
The bridge.
Because the bridge is very long. So when they have, I think, 3 bridges.
Mm-hmm.
So when I walk for the second, that's a lot of steps going down. So I say, forget it. I'm not going more because I need to go back.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's crazy because I can fire, like, people go one way, coming the other way. But they're not. They go and back the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem's in my legs. I can do it. So I say, Alex, that's it.
Wisdom is knowing your limits. And you did a bridge. You did a hanging bridge in the middle of the rainforest after not being able to walk. That's incredible. That's a very meaningful moment to me. You know, this is an active tour. People asked ahead of time if I was concerned about my grandmother being able to handle the physicality of it. I said no. So we have 4 activity levels. This was a 3. She can do 8,000-10,000 steps in a day. And there's opportunity, as long as you know your limits, to step back. If you can't do something, if you don't feel prepared, if you don't want to do something. So I was never super worried. There were other people on our tour that opted not to do either choice on tour, just hung out in the butterfly garden. A trip can be what you make it.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But you were able to do one bridge.
Yeah.
And then you knew what your limits were and you did take a step back.
I did.
So the one bridge you did do, how high is it, you know?
Oh, it's very high. Very high. Look down. Oh, wow.
Do you have any fear of heights?
Not much.
Nope.
I'm not because of the rail, you know, the sides. Mm-hmm.
Similarly, I would say I'm not afraid of heights. To her point, very guardrail heavy, safe.
I haven't done the hanging bridges. I've done the zip lining, but I didn't do the bridges.
Well, that's a little scare.
Yeah.
Like if it's too many people.
It does move a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about the Cano Negro riverboat adventure? Any memorable wildlife encounters?
That's where we see the monkeys. Yeah, the monkeys and the alligators and the birds.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
We saw a cluster of howler monkeys.
Did you hear them howling?
We sure did. And they pulled the boat right up.
Terrifying, right? Like hearing the howler monkeys is terrifying.
It was daytime, so it wasn't as bad. I think they're scarier at night or in the early morning.
Did you see a lot of wildlife in general on the tour?
Yeah. One time we were in a bus and there's a lot of wires in the street and the monkeys.
Those little monkeys. Oh, yeah. What are they called? With the white faces.
White faces in the name.
Is it white face monkey?
White face, like cappuccino. Maybe.
That's it. Always hanging out in town on the wires trying to steal food from people. They're wild animals. That's for good. A reason. What about any sloths? Did you see any sloths?
I don't think we did. We saw a toucan actually fly by the coach, which was really neat. Something really cool that we saw, and our tour manager managed to catch a video of it, Jesus Christ lizards.
Oh, yeah, those are neat.
Yeah, so.
Tell everybody what they are.
So it's a lizard. I believe the proper name is a common basilisk. And so the common basilisk runs across water. It can move very quickly. It gives the appearance of walking on water. So that's why they call it a Jesus Christ lizard.
And you saw one?
We did.
That's neat.
Have a great video of it, courtesy of our tour manager. Great job, Martha.
Who was your tour manager? Martha?
Yep.
Yep. What was she like?
She was really lovely.
Yep.
We had a full group, and she took time to get to know everyone's niche interests.
And that's one thing I love hearing about the tour managers is they always find a way to make you feel like this is your tour. You might be on a group with other people, but they make you feel special and they help you see what you want to see out of their country. Our tour managers are the best. Do you love Martha?
Yeah.
What did she connect you with?
Well, you know, the way she explained, she look in the trees, she look in the, you know, and she see any animal move and they, so she say, oh, there's this one, look at that. You know, that's...
It was really bringing the wildlife to light for you, for Martha, is what she did for you.
And the thing that's really cool about Costa Rican tour managers in particular at Colette is they're all certified naturalists.
They are, yeah.
Which is really cool.
It's definitely helpful when you live in a place that has so much wildlife and so much fauna and flora and, you know, nature.
Yeah.
That's why I went. Let's see, what were each of your favorite experiences with each other on this tour? So not about the tour, but a moment where it wasn't necessarily about the tour itself, but more about the fact that you were doing it with each other.
What was really cool for me was seeing Costa Rica through the eyes of my Portuguese grandmother. So I got to see our culture present in another place, unintentionally, right? So we'd pass a flock of cows and my grandmother would say, oh, you know, they look well cared for. That reminds me of the Azores, where they're known for their really well cared for cows and the dairy is very high quality. So they are referred to as the happy cows.
Mm-hmm. Because of the happy cows, they live in outside. They live in, you know, they eat what's in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way the milk is better than the other milk.
So both Costa Rican and Azorean cows were looking pretty happy to us. She would also point out random flowers and just say, oh, you know, I saw those growing on Madeira, which is a Portuguese island. So just seeing her IDing things from where she grew up was powerful for me.
Yes, I wish we can go again.
She can't pick a favorite. It was all perfect.
Yeah, it's all perfect. Everything is perfect for me.
You were the sweetest grandma. Be my grandma. Was there anything you learned about each other during this trip that you didn't know before?
Part of going on a guided trip that's different from your standard sort of do-it-yourself vacation is you don't have to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not planning, but you're also not trying to figure out how to get from place to place, where you're going to have dinner that night, who's going to do XYZ. All that stuff's taken care of. So you really get to focus on each other. That was special.
Yeah, that's very special because I have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you get to be in the moment. Do you have a favorite memory from this trip that will stay with you forever?
All the moments stay in my mind.
Yeah.
So grandma's name's Maria Elena. On Tropical Costa Rica, I believe on World of Nature as well, there's a stop in a city called Santa Elena. So Martha and I were joking, oh, we're in your town.
Yeah, this is my town. But we stopped there. I don't see anything, any souvenir, say Santa Elena.
We were really looking.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
Yeah.
Do you have any future plans now that you've taken this trip together? What's next on your travel bucket list?
Any place I go with her.
As long as it's warm.
in the winter.
We were looking at Hawaii, also looking at the Croatia cruises.
Yep, Croatia and its island, small yacht.
Yeah. She's not a big cruising gal, but I'm trying to convince her.
Hawaii would be neat too, though. I love Hawaii. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
lots of birds and flora and fauna for you there.
Mm-hmm. So those are kind of the two tours we're eyeing right now.
Do you have any final thoughts or messages for families who are thinking about going on a multi-generational travel adventure themselves?
Yeah, I think people, you know, if they can, that's nice. If they enjoy their lives. A lot of people, because I am old, young people, I like to go on vacation, but I need to save the money for when I retire, go France, Spain, or whatever. When they get older, then I enjoy the same if they are young.
Mm-hmm.
I think people better think, enjoy their life.
Yeah, go now while you can.
Yeah, go when you can.
And it's a beautiful thing to do with your family.
Yeah.
For me, the thing about especially guided family travel, right? When you go guided with your family, you get to enjoy your family. You get to enjoy that quality time and nothing else matters. And that's the way it should be. You get to see people in a different light when you're not worrying about the other stuff in your day-to-day life. I knew my grandmother as my grandmother. She's the woman who helped raise me. She raised my father. I grew up in a house with her for my younger childhood years. And now I know her as a woman who walked through the rainforest. That's significant.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing that you now have these lasting memories that will always be with you. And when you think of Costa Rica, you're going to think of grandma. And when you think of Costa Rica, you're going to think of your granddaughter, Alex. And it's going to be a special place for you both.
You know, I think like when you get older, most people, they, I'm retired. I don't do this. We need move.
More people need to say, why not?
Yeah, more people, they need to say, why not?
That's such a great attitude.
You know, I am 82, but I don't feel I am 82.
No.
No.
She has the attitude of a much younger woman.
I hope you never lose that.
You know, I don't feel, you know I have wrinkles. Can see, you know, people can see I am old, but I don't care what I see, what I see in me. I care what I feel inside, what I am. That's it.
What are three of the top reasons someone should consider taking a tour of Costa Rica?
Juice. No, I'm kidding.
And gallo pinto.
Yes, juice and black beans. Now, three reasons you should go to Costa Rica. Weather. So getting a sense of different climate zones in one compact country. Getting unique glimpses into wildlife that you wouldn't see at home. And the juice.
Because always we hear Costa Rica is beautiful. Mm-hmm. A lot of people I know, they went there. That's the reason, you know, I want to go see with my eyes. And the weather and the nice pineapple and the nice juice. Yeah, with the pineapple and bananas.
I think it's neat to be 82 and see something again for the first time. Like being able to experience something that you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much for sharing your adventure with me. I love your mantra of why not. I love that you are so excited to see new things and to continue traveling and getting out there in the world and doing it with your granddaughter. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
She does it without me too. She's going to see family in Portugal in 2 weeks.
In a week.
Counting down the hours.
No, not the hours yet.
Oh, it's days still. No, you're always adventuring, and I respect that so much, and I try and follow in your footsteps. Kelsey, we'll see you at our next family dinner, since this is also your grandma now.
I will be there for my eggplant gallo pinto.
she will probably make some incredible Portuguese food. So.
I do love Portuguese food.
All right, we'll get it on the calendar.
Love it. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This was so much fun.
And that's a wrap on today's episode.
I loved hearing from Alex and from her grandmother. What a sweet relationship that they have. It's so close, so special. And you said it, this trip is going to be lifelong memories.
I got so many good, warm, fuzzy feelings from the two of them. It was such a great interview.
I would have liked to talk to them as well.
If you or Josh feel like you missed out, Helena would be more than happy to have us over for dinner and make us that rice dish she was talking about.
She did invite you.
She would probably be like, more the merrier. Why not?
Well, she does sound like somebody who would have like the open arms, like, come on, I made enough, you know?
I really do think so. So we hope you enjoyed hearing about Alex and Helena's incredible journey through Costa Rica and the power of multi-generational travel. And we loved generational travel so much. The next episode, Nicole is going to sit down with Patricia and her son Patrick to talk about their trip to Japan. If this episode inspired you to travel with your family or learn more about Costa Rica tours, be sure to check out the links in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time for more stories that bring the world to you right here on Travel Unpacked. Safe travels, everyone. Bye.